It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle bells.
Merry Christmas!
Looks like Martha Stewart threw up in here.
This is delicious, honey.
A little dry.
Well, mine's delicious.
Mine's dry.
You want to trade?
It's the
It's Christmas. It's Christmas. It's Christmas. Look at that.
With those holiday greetings in me.
Survive Christmas with 12 people stuck in a house with no heat and no electricity.
Or food.
There's plenty of leftovers, Howard.
There it is.
It's the weirdest thing. There's no cars, no people.
How long can this keep up?
We heard something on the roof.
What the hell is this?
Talking about that Krampus, people. Krampus. The newest horror comedy out there. I looked up the genre and it actually says horror comedy. And basically, what Krampus is, it's a PSA about little snot-nosed brats that don't appreciate, I guess, the true values of Christmas. So that's where Krampus comes in and gives you some coal. I'm talking about some coal of death, but go ahead and give a plot synopsis. We got Adam Scott playing Tom, got his lovely wife, Toni Collette, playing Sarah in here. What's their son's name? Oh, their son's name was Max. I forgot, I think it was MJ Anthony, I believe, who he's played by. Oh, excuse me, people. And, got this nice little family. Oh, and I forgot their mystical, magical nigga up in here. The old white lady. That I don't know what she was speaking. I'm assuming she was speaking Jewish, Hebrew, whatever. But I don't even think. No, it can't be that because they were celebrating Christmas. So what in the fuck language was she speaking? Okay, we were getting that a little later. But she's. So they're all getting ready, getting the Christmas dinner. Getting all that ready for the family to come by. Another family, I don't know whose side they related to. Was it the wife or Adam Scott's characters? We got David Costner playing Howard. Allison Tolman playing Linda. You got Conchata Farrell. She's playing Aunt Dorothy, playing the bitch that nobody really likes in the family. And they got about 4 kids. Baby, 2 girls, 1 fat boy. Well, I don't even know the fucking names of these people, so I'm not even going to try to think of their names. And the 2 girls, they're all manly looking and shit, because, you know, the father kind of wanted a boy, I guess, out of them, because his boy is too much of a fucking Jufro little bitch. But, so they come over, they're the most annoying family you could possibly be with. You wouldn't want to be with this family, personally. And, they find out that the son, Max, here, he wrote a letter to Santa. He wrote a letter to Santa. And the little girls that act like boys and shit like that. Oh, and I forgot there's Beth too, played by Stephanie, who's Max's sister. I like saying this now. Spoiler alert: she dies as the first one, which is funny as shit because I was like, damn, they killed that kid first. Wow, okay. Usually it's the dick asshole in these films, but these little 2 tomboyish looking he trolls. They read his letter at the dinner table because they're making fun of him and shit like that. So, yeah, oh, he believes Santa still exists. And they read the letter and, you know, shit's like, oh, you know, it's you know, I wish my sister would hang around me more ever since she's got a year older. She's kind of a bitch now. I think he said, I wish my parents would love each other like they used to. The simple fact that it's just not that my mom is cranky. It's just that she misses my dad. Some revelations are revealing. It's like, oh, wow, okay. And then next you know it. He goes into these little he troll bitches looking. He goes into their family. I wish they wasn't so down in the gutters right now because they were living in trailer parks and shit like that. And talking about macaroni and cheese and hot dogs and shit. And then he says, and I feel sorry for my cousins because it's a shame that my uncle wanted boys with them. And he's like, oh, we were so some truth gets revealed here. And, you know, he obviously gets into a fight with them. He gets mad. He tears up this letter. Because you know, he was thinking about mailing it, but he's like, you know, fuck this family. This family could eat a dick. I could care less what happens to all of them. Tears that shit up, lets it float in the air. And next thing you know it, strange occurrences start to happen, such as a snowstorm just comes out of nowhere, and it's below negative 4 or something like that. I forgot what they, below negative 20 or something like that. And weird shit started to happen. You know, the storm gets so bad that the girl, his sister Beth, she decides, you know, I can't hear from my boyfriend. We have no connection. All the power's gone out. Let me just go down there. He's only 2 blocks away. Let me just go check on him, make sure he's okay. And mother just says, okay, go ahead and check on him. Next thing you know it, on her way there, she gets to the house and she sees this big ass hoof looking motherfucker wearing a dark ass trench coat, looking like he's just getting ready to shoot up a theater or something like that. He's just chilling on the rooftop because he just got done slaying some motherfuckers. He's just like, ho, 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 and a bottle of a knife to your fucking heart or whatever, you know. And she screams like a motherfucker. He's like, oh shit, bitch, you scared me. So he starts, he's like, yeah, you know what, you scared me, I'll scare the shit out of you. He starts, she starts running back. She's like screaming, help, help, help. And she's running like a little bitch, right? Because shit, I ran to this motherfucker huge, and he's jumping from house to house, and he's just moving out, and you never get a good shot of him. I thought that was one good thing of the film. You always just see like, well, you get good shots of him, but you don't know what his face looked like because he's so covered with this dark trench coat, the Santa little black hell coat and shit, and he's got this long, dirty-ass, nappy, jufro-looking head and shit like that. He's got a lot of shit going on. He got bells and chains. Like, he just got done being Django and 12 Years a Slave or something like that. I mean, he's got a lot of shit going on, so you never get a good close-up of his face, but he jumped from roof. She decides to hide under the DHL trucks once she notices that his ass been frozen to death. And he's like, oh, okay, bitch, you want to play hide and go seek? Okay, well, here, I'm going to leave this little jack-in-the-box right here. You play with that then. I got your family to murder. I ain't got time to hang out with you. And you just hear her scream, and she dies. And I remember my eyes, I was just like, damn. You know, usually they kill like an adult at this point, but they straight up fucking killed the daughter right away. I was like, ah, damn, shit. So I'm already with the movie. I'm like, all right, cool. And basically we find out that Krampus is a shadow of Santa Claus that comes when people lose faith in Christmas and the true meaning of it. And he comes to pretty much remind you what happens when you lose your faith. Pretty much your ass get your family taken. Because he doesn't kill the people who, such as Max, he wouldn't kill him per se in this world, if you want, because Max is the one that's losing faith. So he keeps those kind of people alive to help you remember that I just took everything away from you, so you better appreciate fucking next year at Christmas. That's pretty much the plot synopsis here. You know, you pretty much got the family trying to survive. And what I like about the film is I like that they don't get into too many arguments saying, oh, there ain't no fucking gingerbread mans. I mean, David Koshner, he starts off as a typical redneck. I put a fucking 9mm in a nigger, you know. Well, he don't say nothing like that, but, you know, he's damn near up there and shit. I mean, he brings fucking a truckload of fucking weapons and shit on Christmas, he gets funny as fuck at the end. Especially, I love his fight scene with the gingerbread men, because they shooting him with a nail gun, and look on his face, he's just like, I know he shot the gas stove and it burned their asses, and these gingerbread men was trying to like stop, drop, and roll, but it ignited the flames on them even more, and they started screaming. And then when David Costner was laughing at him, they were just like, it's his fault, we're on fire. And they just tried to like charge at him. I was like, come on, man, you scared of these gingerbread men with little candy cane sticks? Come on. So that was definitely cool. I like that. The movie at the beginning, it's a little slow, but the movie's only like, I think, an hour and 40 minutes at that. It's a little slow at the beginning, because, you know, this whole family conflict, you don't really give a shit about that, you know. Adam Scott is good, and Adam Scott's always been a good side character, so it's nice to see him in the leading role, even though he really isn't, because it really is an ensemble piece more than anything. He's barely on, I wouldn't say barely on screen, but he shares enough screen time with the rest of the cast. Okay. Let me go ahead and get my negatives first, then. I got a negative. I did not like his mother. This bitch don't speak English throughout the whole fucking film until shit goes down and she wants to tell this story. Because nobody else can understand a word she says except for Max. And I'm assuming Adam Scott's character, but they never once have him interact with her when she speaks this language. So you don't really know if he understands it at all. But Max seems to have a clear understanding of whatever fucking God for knows saken language he was speaking. Excuse me. And she straight up is the mystical, magical. If this was a black family, she would have been fucking wearing a cross, throwing some garlic down on the front porch and all kind of ignorant shit. Because as soon as shit goes down, she's just in the background. Not saying a damn thing, but she's grabbing a knife. She's got a butcher knife. She's sharpening that motherfucker. She's keeping, telling people, keep the fire lit. Just ominous messages and shit. And until one time, when finally, I thought this was funny as shit, to be honest, but they talking about, let's take shifts, guarding the house after we boarded up and stuff. But, Dave Costner, his ass fell asleep and the fire went out. And apparently when the fire goes out, that's when they start fucking, that's when they come down the chimney and start fucking people more. This had me laughing. Okay, so David Costner kids all fat and over bloated and shit, look like they done got done eating a more than a 2-piece at KFC and shit. And these fucked up elves sent a chain down there with a gingerbread man attached to it, ringing a bell, talking about, hey, hey. I said, one of the fat kids gonna get up and get that. And sure enough, this fat little Jufro son. He gets up and he looks at it. He looks around. He takes a bite of that gingerbread man. That gingerbread man wakes up, starts screaming, going, ah! And the next thing, the gingerbread man unties himself and hooks the chain around this fat kid's legs. And he drags his ass up the chimney. That shit, I was like, damn. Wow. I said, if you fattening this movie, man, I feel you got 99 problems, but fat ain't one. Well, yeah, shit, it is in this film, because damn. That shit was funny. And that's when the mother starts to tell the story about Krumpus. Now, like I said, I did not like her character at all. I thought that shit was just, it was a typical stereotype. And the writer here, I forgot the guy's name, but I know he worked on X-Men 2, that shitty ass film. But I know he's writing, Michael Doherty, whatever the fuck his name. I know he's working on X-Men Apocalypse. This is probably his second film he directed, I think, because I know he did Trick or Treat. So, if I'm not mistaken, this is his second door. He's more of a writer than he is a director. But guy's got a little bit of spark to him. I would say mainly the problems I had with the film was the characters, I guess. The characters were fine. It was more so of the mystical, magical Jewish lady here, or whatever the hell she was supposed to be. It wasn't terrible where it took me out of the movie. It was just like, I wish you would have did that better, because, you know, then it would have been something. But I will say, after this little fat kid gets talking up and she starts to tell the story of Krumpus, this came out of nowhere. Now, you may think this thing came out of nowhere out of a bad thing or anything like that. No, this came out of nowhere being a good thing. They used stop-motion animation to tell her story, and it looked gorgeous damn near to me. I was just like, how much money did they put into this movie? Because, shit, see, that's what I'm talking about, horror. Put a little money into your movies. I mean, even though some things in here look like shit, don't get me wrong, but put a little money into your movies. Put some actors in there we recognize that are actually talented, and you didn't find them off the set of a fucking music video. And not only that, but add another element to it. Can't just be hard. See, here they had the comedy element going for it, and the comedy in here was good enough to where it's funny as shit. They had a stop motion scene of her as a little girl when she first met Krumpus, and how, you know, I don't know what fucking country of Transylvania this was she was in, but someone gave her bread because I guess they were a starving family, and the town people just like threw her down on the ground and shred this bread up into pieces, because I'm assuming that this whole town was poor. And then she comes back home to her mom and dad, and they're like, you ain't got the bread with you, what are we gonna do now, we're fucked. So they took her Santa Claus doll, they ripped it in half and threw it, and she did the same thing like Max does in his movie. He just says, you know, the hell with Christmas now, I wish my family was gone. She throws in the fire, and then Krampus comes to come in. Mm-hmm. She said that she could hear her, shut up phone, she could hear her family in the next room just screaming in a brutal way, and then Krampus, that she thought she was going to be taken away. She just laid there. It had the animation, stop motion animation style of A Nightmare Before Christmas mixed with some Paranorman in it. And I thought it looked great. That part of it, I was like, I would love to see like an animated spinoff of this, that section right there, because I thought that was just intriguing as hell. Even Krampus's his shadow silhouette that they had in that animation scene, it looked like what did they call him in Nightmare Before Christmas? The villain that Jack fights at the end. I think it was just the Boogeyman, if I'm not mistaken. But his silhouette looked just like that too. I was like, damn, you're drawing a lot of inspiration from this. I like this a lot. And it went back to when it went back to the live action part. I was, because Krampus leaves a little Christmas tree ornament that says Krampus on it for his victims, if you will. And she showed it to them, and they're like, well, at least one of them, David Conner, he's like, we don't believe this shit. Everybody else like, yeah, this sounds about right, because I saw a fucking gingerbread man just take my child. So I like that everybody just went with it right off the bat. Nobody was arguing, this is just preposterous, there's none of this going on. And then shit starts to hit the fan when the Christmas presents upstairs in the basement come to life. There's this robotic thing, there's some doll with wings or whatever that tax. And then the thing you see in the trailer, the cheesy ass trailer that they showed at the end, like the jack o' lantern, we find out that like he's the one that attacked the sister Beth. He's just swallowing kids. I don't know if he's chewing them or not, but you can see the kids like swarming around in the bodies and shit. And the fire goes out. I mean, there was a lot of, after this whole stop motion animation scene, like the movie was just on point for me. I'm not gonna say I was blown away, but I enjoyed myself thoroughly. I was just like, oh wow, this is pretty intriguing here. This second half is actually making up for the little bit of the slow half that I thought that we got in there. And I was like, wow, I'm actually liking this a lot. It's a lot of mythology, which I found out that this Krampus motherfucker actually is a mythology. I was just like, oh, I thought it was just some made up bullshit for this movie. But I was trying to look up the poster and shit like that, and I kept getting these black and white photos of this scrawny ass looking motherfucker or something like that. But then family's getting picked off one by one. And people are sacrificing themselves to save, more people and shit like that. But then Krampus, he gives him his little Christmas tree ornament and says, hey man, never forget now take your ass on or whatever shit. I got to take your family up to the bitch pole or whatever the fuck Krampus lives at. And that kid comes back and says, man, fuck your hood. Oh, he don't say it like that, I'm sorry. But he says something like, to someone, he's like, I just want my family back. And he threw that little hood ornament into the snow, and it just melted, and this big ass like volcano fire depths of hell appear and shit like that. And they're getting ready to throw the last cousin he's got, last family member in there, and he's just like, no. He starts crying, he's like, take me instead. And I was like, this movie better not end, because I was like such on a good ride, or intriguing ride at that. And then when he started crying, and then Krampus like took his little shady ass nail, which I wouldn't have let that nail touch me in the fucking life. I'd be like, oh god, oh, get away from me, shit. And he took it to wipe the tear off him, and then he just starts. I was like, oh my god, please don't tell me this is how the movie's gonna end. No, don't do that. Don't do it. It's like, oh, he reminded himself what true Christmas is, and it's like, don't do that shit, please. But Krampus, that shit had me laughing, because he started laughing. He's like, this motherfucker wants forgiveness. Fuck him. Throw his ass in there, too. Whatever. See, I was going to let you live now, but fuck you, too. You get your ass in there as well. And then the kid just wakes up back in his house. Everything looks fine and stuff. And I was just like, oh, you got to be shitting me. Don't tell me this was a dream, or Krampus did feel sympathetic for him and stuff. I was like, then he wakes up and he goes downstairs, and the whole family's down there. They're waiting on him to wake up so they can open a Christmas present. And then next thing they're all hugging each other and family love and stuff. And I was just like, fuck, movie. Jesus Christ. You almost lost a fucking point for that. But then this music started to kick in. And the mystical, magical Hebrew bitch over here, whatever the hell she was, She just kind of glanced at the son as she gave him Max the package or whatever, and he opens it, and it's that little that Christmas tree ornament that says Krumpus on it. He's everybody starts looking at it, and you can hear voices going around the room from what they said and this whole event and stuff like that. Like the memory just started to kick back in that there was like, oh shit, that wasn't a dream. This really happened. And then you see Krumpus putting down a snow globe with their house in it. And that family inside the snow globe. And then it shows you, like, I guess his version of the North Pole, the South Pole, whatever it's going to be. And you just see nothing but snow globes of people, of houses and shit like that. Whatever. I was like, I like that. Thank you. Thank God. I said, woo. Woo. We was on a slow rewind right there, people. I was like, oh, God. Don't do this family shit on me, movie. You had some potential here, you know? I was like, Now, I will say, I enjoyed myself thoroughly. And not even enjoyment of just, like, I was having a good time or anything. Like, more of, like, I was intrigued. This had my attention from beginning to end. You know, I was very highly intrigued here. But I gotta say, I don't think there's really no payoffs in this, if you catch my drift, as far as, you know, I guess this is P, huh, I gotta look this up, maybe it's PG-13. Okay, it is PG-13. Alright, well, then, you know what, I gotta say, there really is no payoffs to anyone's deaths or anything like that. I guess there really is no asshole person in here where you like, oh, that person really deserves to die. You're kind of more intrigued by this whole Krumpus story and then the whole gimmicks of, like, the toys coming to life, the fucking evil version of Toy Story coming to life, the rated R version here. And I enjoyed myself thoroughly, but more so on an intriguing level. The movies, like I said, kicked off kind of like, eh, whatever, come on, get me to the Krumpus part. But I thought this second act kind of rebuilt itself back. Almost ended up in some bullshit territory with this whole family is the key to loving one another and stuff. I was like, oh, God, don't fucking do that, please. But it picked itself back up with that. And I actually, I gotta give the movie its props on that. And you know what? I was lingering at a rented territory, but you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say, I give it a low C. Go see this at a matinee price, but you know the thing, you know, fuck it. You know, I will give it a low C. I was gonna give it a higher rating because I was like, I don't think it's nothing here really to make you go out and spend your money to go to the theaters. But if you want to see something with the kids and tell them, hey, if you don't fucking act right, it's gonna happen to you. So you want to scare the shit out of some kids that still believe in Santa Claus or whatever. I think this is a good movie to go take a kid to, especially with Christmas around the corner. Oh wait, I forgot, you motherfuckers already did your Black Friday shooting and stabbing and beating up motherfuckers, so probably never mind. But if you want to scare the shit out of some kids or something like that, you take them, say this, and just look at them the whole movie and just tell them that could really happen. You know. So I'll give it a low C, man. I actually was intrigued with this movie. Horror, I'm telling you, just keep mixing horror up with comedy. It seems to be a no-brainer at this point. Because if you feed me some bullshit again, like some Paranormal Activity ghost mention, I might have to fucking turn into Krumpus and hunt all you goddamn horror directors down.
Instead, a much darker ancient spirit.
Those are hooves. Elk or goat? What
kind of goat walks on its hind legs?
His name is Krumpus. His helpers did not come to give, but to take.
Everybody, hold on to each other.
He is the shadow of Saint Nicholas.
It's Christmas. Nothing bad's gonna happen on Christmas.